Bad Leaders Are Your Fault by Nathaniel Burson. Did you know that? You probably thought that you could just blame a corrupt minister, an incumbent politician, or whatever was wrong with the world, your church, or even your family, didn't you? Well, let me correct this right now. God placed those leaders over you, each and every one of them, from your president to your deacons. And if you are righteous, they will be righteous. It is as simple as that. Good people have good leaders. God has promised it. 1 Samuel 12, verse 13 and 14. Now therefore behold the king whom you have chosen, and whom you have desired. And behold, the Lord has set a king over you. If you will fear the Lord, and serve him, and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall both you and also the king that reigns over you continue following the Lord your God. Israel demanded a king, and after due warning, God allowed them to have a king. He gave them a king and a promise. He said that if they would obey him, then not only they, but also the king would follow the Lord. Do you grasp that? The people determine how righteous the king will be. It's not that the king has no free moral agency, but God chooses who will be king. God chooses who will be president, and God chooses who will be your minister. Daniel 4, verse 17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets up over it the basis of men. God selects the leaders, and he can either select a righteous man or a corrupt one. It's all up to you. It depends solely on how righteous the people are. 1 Samuel 12, verse 15. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as it was against your fathers. You are probably thinking, but I'm just one person. Even if I'm righteous, there are still millions of people in the country who aren't. Well, yes, there are. But if you are righteous, an evil king cannot hurt you. If you are righteous, then you're not even a citizen of earth anymore. Christ and his kingdom are not of this age, and neither is yours. Philippians 3, verse 20, out of Young's Literal Translation. For our citizenship is in the heavens, whence also a Savior we await, the Lord Jesus Christ. But you might still have a corrupt minister. Ah, here is a situation that you can do something about. You don't have to put up with an evil minister. Not only are you, instead of being 1 in 300 million, you are 1 in 30, or perhaps at most 300. If you have an evil minister, it is because the people in your church deserve such a minister. Remember, God rules such things. It can't be any other way. If the people in the church were righteous, they simply would not tolerate an evil minister. They would rise up and toss him bodily from the church at the first corrupt doctrine he sprouted from the pulpit. So it would be manifestly impossible for such a people to be led by an evil minister. But that hasn't happened, has it? No, it hasn't. And it won't, because, as I said, if they have an evil ruler, it's because they deserve him. So what if you're the only one who sees that he is evil? Your duty is clear. You must go to this man, tell him his faults, take the Bible to him, and show him why he is not qualified to be a minister, and that he cannot be a minister unless and until he corrects these things. Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17. Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. And if he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglects to hear the church, let him be unto you as a heathen man and a publican. So then, if that doesn't work, you take a friend. If you can't find a friend to go with you, then it's clear that this church is not a place where you belong. I ask you, of what use is a church filled with brethren who cannot see an evil minister, and who haven't the nerve to go with you to confront an evil minister? I answer, none. If your church is of such a mind, they are not your brethren, nor the brethren of Christ. Matthew 12, verse 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. If they don't do the will of his Father, they are not his brethren, nor his church. And if you do obey the will of his Father, they are no longer your brothers, nor are they your church. God has cast them off and sealed their minds up for another day. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 10 through 12. and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. God sent them a strong delusion, perhaps in the form of a snake-in-the-grass leader, to deceive them and close their mind down for this life, which is essentially the same thing he said in Ezekiel 20, verses 24 and 25. Because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. God gave them statutes and laws that weren't good. How did he do this? Because the people were so evil, he let them have evil leaders. Those leaders encouraged Baal worship, offering their children to Molech. And looking back now, after this article, again I ask you, who was to blame for that? Ahab, or the people of Israel? Manasseh, or the people of Judah? Nero, or the people of Rome? My dad came up with a saying, a proverb really, long ago. Think about it, study it, try to disprove it, and then remember it. An evil government cannot rise up over an honorable people. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.